All right, let's check in now with our Shire whip around, head off to the Mount Alexander Shire and say a very good morning to Darren Fuzzard, who has kindly joined us on his day off, public holiday. So good on you, Darren. Appreciate it, mate. Welcome to the show. Let me press the right button. There we are. You there?
Hello, Robbie. Hello, Steve.
He'll be in his pyjamas, I reckon. Yeah. Ugg boots too.
Yes. Hey, plenty
That's
happening.
That's a good image for your viewers. You're gonna
keep them listening. They're not our viewers, mate. They're listeners. Yeah, yeah. Just to get it right.
So you've getting straight into it. Apart from your apparel, you've employed somebody new in their housing department.
Yeah, we have, Steve, actually. And as you know, not that long ago, we adopted our council plan, and that was after a lot of community consultation. And during that process, one of the topics that came up again and again and again was the challenge that people in our community who live here already, as well as people who want to come to our community, in finding affordable housing, whether they're particularly for middle-income and low-income households. So with the help of the state government, of some state government funding, we have recently appointed a dedicated housing officer. Her name is Claire Richards, and she's going to help us identify opportunities to get more affordable housing in our shire, and really to take advantage of, I'm sure you've heard of it, the Big Housing Build Fund, which has got over $5 billion in it from the state government. We really want to help bring as much of that to our shire as possible. And that's really one of the main tasks of Claire, is to find out how we can best do that. So she's got a lot of really important work ahead of her, and very much looking forward to being able to tell you guys about all the success that we're having over the coming months in her efforts too.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, one of the great things about being able to have families back together again is that you can get together and have a bit of a shindig, particularly when the next day is a public holiday. And can I just say, Darren, you're sounding very ropey, my friend.
Well, we had some great achievements in the family. That one of our boys finished high school yesterday exams, and another one finished another great year of university. So, yes, we had a bit of a shindig last night, Robbo, and it could be a long day today for a few of us.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, congratulations to the boys. That's fantastic work. Hey, now, talking particularly of adolescents, younger people, and I've seen it with my kids as well, you know, just learning to support mental health in young people is so important, and that, I guess, is just a continued challenge within the council.
Yeah, very much so, Robbo. I think we all have seen that challenge just generally, but probably even more so in the last 18 months or so in young people. So this what we're talking about here is a course, we call it Youth Mental Health First Aid, and it's a course that a couple of our staff have been running through schools and other places for quite a few years now. It's become a really popular course, and it's really to help parents and carers of young people who are aged between 10 and 25 to better understand what's going on for those young people and to help them deal with any mental health challenges they've got. So it really offers tools for dealing with mental health challenges in young people that we know, and it teaches us how to tell the difference between what's normal adolescent development and when perhaps mental health problems are starting to develop. So they're fantastic courses, and so the way that they are offered, there's two face-to-face learning sessions. There's one on Monday the 15th of November, and there's one on Thursday the 18th of November. There's also some online learning options as well. But all of the details there about those are on the Mount Alexander Shire Youth website, which is Mount Alexander Shire Youth, all one word, .com.au, and have a look under the training section, or just give us a call through our usual 5471 1700 number.
And finally, Darren, you've got 2 weeks to get your green waste tipped away. That seems like a good project.
Oh yes, we do indeed. Sorry, you've surprised me there with that one, Steve. But we do indeed have our green waste service available, so people, all the residents of the Shire, can drop off their green waste after doing what they need to do to get ready for the fire season. So we'll just bring along your identification to prove that you are a resident, and you can drop that off for free at our Malden and Castlemaine landfills up until Monday the 15th of November.
That's fantastic. Lovely stuff. All right, Darren, we'll leave it there, mate. You can get back to bed, and thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure, Robbo. pleasure. Thank you both.
Darren Fuzzard, CEO, not that he might remember it at the moment, of the Mount Alexander Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.